Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, let's celebrate the wins, and we should never be shocked, but we are, and we appreciate it every single time when we ask you guys to step up, and you do. Why are we surprised?
I am not surprised. I am so beyond grateful, and now you've caused us to have to raise the bar, and I'm totally cool with raising the bar. So literally 2 days ago, came on the air and told you that the Burt Show was participating in the Helping Mamas Team Challenge. Helping Mamas is a nonprofit here in Georgia. They're the Baby Supply Bank of Georgia, and they help out mothers in needs when it comes to diapers, when it comes to formula, when it comes to like absolutely anything that they could need. Because as Cassia said, it takes a village, and diaper need is very real. And there are parents out there and mothers out there that have to decide, am I going to eat or am I going to put a diaper on my child? So there's a week in September that is Diaper Need Awareness Week. So for the month of September, we are collecting diapers for Helping Mamas. They want to fill the warehouse with 300,000 diapers. Our team was responsible for collecting 4,000 diapers. So we talked about this, and I got an email from Stephanie at Helping Mamas. Kristen, I just ran a report of diapers ordered from your Goodler link, and 6,374 diapers have been ordered from the Burt Show. This is amazing.
No way. Right,
so I got questions. Do we give 1,300 diapers back? Because you only asked for 4,000.
Shut up.
We got 6,374.
Stephanie goes on to say, I can't begin to tell you how valuable your support is to us. I actually jumped up and down in my bathroom while getting ready for work while listening to you and the Burt Show team talking about the challenge. Your team is definitely the front runner right now, Stephanie. So yeah, our goal was 4,000. We have surpassed that. But now I want to raise the stakes.
Oh my God, I love you. I'm literally over here tearing up because people are so generous and you're like, this is good, but we're going to win.
This is just like Kristen. So not enjoy the moment and having to like stretch us for the next goal.
This is why we love her though.
And you're describing yourself. You realize that, right? I learned it from you, Dad.
You did.
All right, so our new goal, 10,000 diapers.
Yes! Wow.
It can be done.
10,000 diapers.
We can do this.
I totally think we can do this. So we have the link that we're using for the Helping Mamas Team Challenge. We're sharing it on all of our socials. And also, you can go to theburtshow.com, and there's a link that will take you there. And there's all different types of diapers, all different types of price points, anything from $25 to $90. Obviously, those more expensive diapers, you're getting more diapers in the pack, all different sizes. For all of the kiddos and babies around Georgia that need our help.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot, you guys. And I want you really to embrace and think about what Kristen just said. There are a lot of families. You can live in a bubble, right? Mm-hmm. This little itty-bitty privileged bubble maybe sometimes. But there are so many families, like Kristen said, you have to choose between food and a diaper, right? So when you're in that situation, you need some help. And, you know, I know it's a cliche, but it does take a village.
And I think it's so easy for people to sit back and judge as far as like, you know, how people get in a situation like this. But there's so many layers and things that happen that are beyond people's control. So instead of looking at somebody in judgment, how about we look at somebody with empathy and try to give them a hand so they can get the diapers they need, to get on the right track and get in a better place. Because sometimes that's all it takes is one small gesture to really propel somebody to get to where they need to be so they can provide for themselves.
All right, let's get to this 10,000. That would be really cool to come back and go, you guys, man, you crushed it. 10,000. So where's the link?
All right, so the link is at thebirchshow.com and also sharing on all of our socials as well. So go Team Birch Show!
It is a big weekend in Atlanta. It is Dragon Con weekend.
Yes. Oh. Every Labor Day weekend, Dragon Con weekend.
Abby, if you were going to be in town, I would say I would demand you go down there for like a couple hours. It is fantastic.
I was wondering because I drove downtown because that's where I get my eyebrows done. And I was like, why is it so crowded? Why are there so many people dressed up? What is happening? Why have I not heard about it? Because they do look like they're having a good time.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Con is just like next level. You know, because you often hear about the big conference in San Diego Comic Con.
Uh-huh.
And this is, I think, just as huge. And then the parade is tomorrow at 10 a.m. They start on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. And it's just people go all out.
Yeah, the great thing about this one here, I think, anyway, some people complain about it. My son has brought me to a con. I've gone to every con. He's just into all of this, right? So I go with him not knowing anything about it. This has gotten so big. It's like from hotel to hotel. It's not all in just one hotel. Mm-hmm. It's like five or six different hotels in Atlanta. So as you're walking down the street, you're going from hotel to hotel, you see all these different people are dressed up as the different characters. And I will give you guys this warning. If this is going to be your first time going to Dragon Con, the afternoon Dragon Con is very different than the nighttime Dragon Con. If you are with kids, you're good till about 7 o'clock, and then it becomes a freaky sex show.
18 and over.
Yes. So as people start drinking, it becomes a little on the freaky side.
Are people not actually passionate about dragons? Is it like code name for something?
Basically just like a pop. It's a pop culture kind of convention for people who enjoy anime and manga and comics and video games and all kinds of stuff like that, basically.
So they dress up as your favorite character in anime or games or superhero. You see it all. Some people are just going to cosplay. It has nothing to do with superheroes or anime or anything.
So it's not overtly sexual. It's like really people dressing up as characters.
Yeah, but it gets pretty sexy at night.
It's like geeky Comic-Con. You know Comic-Con, right?
Yeah.
So it was a sci-fi gamer club called like the Dragon Alliance of Gamers and Roleplay or something like that. And they started the Dragon Con. So it really is like this spot for everybody who likes, there's stuff for Game of Thrones and Vampire Diaries, but then there's also anime. I saw Tom Felton, Draco Malfoy in the lobby of one of the hotels. It's great people watching to grab some cocktails. But yeah, just Draco walked right on by me and I was like, God.
It really, really is. Cool. And when you talk to the attendees, if they're honest, and I have, and they've told me, and my son is one of them also. He's kind of a social awkward kid. You know, he's really into Dungeons and Dragons, and that used to come with its own stigma. I don't know if it does anymore. But when you get six hotels filled with everybody that isn't the same thing, it honestly, you can feel the kindness. There's no judgment. Everybody's talking to each other. They are best friends for like 3 or 4 days. It's a really, really great convention. It's a really great time.
Maybe I should get into anime, but only before 7 p.m.
Or dragons. One or the other.
Well, I thought it was all about dragons, okay?
All right, Rebecca, we got about 60 seconds here, and you've got a really tough philosophical question, which kind of goes with Dragon Con.
It's the perfect segue from Dragon Con, because this is like for the nerds. So I have a friend who's a huge reader, and she's like super into like the 25 books a year challenge. And I was like, hey, I'm kind of hitting that. And she said, no, you're not. And I said, what? And she said, you read comics and manga. That doesn't count.
I disagree. I think it's more challenging because you have to read the other way, right?
True. Yes, you do. You have to read from right to left because in Japanese, that's how they write.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is, you know what?
I think you get extra credit.
Well, it settles that. She's wrong.
Dude, reading is reading. It counts.
Yeah.
It might be a glorified picture book, but I'm observing a story.
I think if you're reading subtitles on Netflix and you're reading manga, you've gone way over your reading quota.
Oh my God, you're right. Uh-huh. I'm like a genius at this point, honestly.
I think she means it doesn't count because it's like less words. So maybe you have to read a certain amount of books for it to account to like one novel.
Okay, so it's like I have to read double the manga to make up for, like, her books.
Yes, because if you're reading, like, a 500-book Game of Thrones type situation, it is a little different than, like, a 100-page.
No, you're good. You're good.
Thank you.
You've met your quota.
Okay, good.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.